So I've written two blog posts recently. One is called Three Ways to Make Your Site Stand Out from the Crowd. And the other one is How to Become an Innovator. And it struck me as bizarre how one of those two posts that are, in my eyes, equally good. I feel like they kind of are very similar in level and in tone and etc. How one of them absolutely took off and has been one of the biggest, most successful posts I've ever made. And that's the three ways to make your site stand out from the crowd. And the other one, How to Become an Innovator, is floundering a little bit. Not massively, it's probably fairly average for my posts. But then it kind of raises the question, what makes one blog post succeed and another one fail? And I actually posted the question on Twitter, and I've had some interesting responses. And one of the responses that immediately grabbed my attention was from Ryan Taylor, who you probably know from the podcast. And he reckons that it's because one of them is more applicable immediately, while the other one is a little bit more of an abstract concept. And that's certainly true, that three ways to stand out of the crowd are three very specific actions you can take that will have an instant effect on your site's performance, while becoming an innovator is something that you have to work at over time and, you know, may not have instant results. So that's one thing. The other thing that a lot of people say is it's down to the three ways bit, having a number in it. And there is no doubt that people really like lists. A lot of people take the mickey out of Smashing Magazine because they use lists. But I think lists are a really powerful tool, and I do use them quite a lot, actually. And there is no doubt that it seems to encourage more people to go and read them. I think it's because basically you can get the gist of the article without actually reading it. You can find from the title that it's, in this case, three ways to make your site stand out from the crowd. And you can quickly skim down and look at what those three ways are. You don't necessarily need to read every word. So I think it's very interesting. It's an interesting area. And I think it has quite big consequences on the way that we write content for our websites. You know, do you make your content deadly easy to scan? Do you make it instantly obvious and practical as to what the user will gain from what they're reading? Things like front-loading what you're going to say at the front of before you say anything else, you kind of summarise the page so they know what they're getting from it. You know, if you're advertising a product, for example, do you make it abundantly clear what the benefits are, what they're going to get out of it? Quickly and simply, and in a way that they can scan through. I think there's such a complexity in writing good copy, and I don't claim to be a good copywriter. And there's a real need to include better copywriters in our process. Too much of our content is kind of just written on a bit of an ad hoc basis. Now, obviously, for a blog, you want to write that yourself, but there is a real art to it. I think people often underestimate it. I'm not sure I've entirely got my head around it either.